I am happiest when I'm able to give. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. I am happiest when I'm able to give. Now, this is sort of a misleading statement, but that's the topic of the statement. It's misleading quality. I am happiest when I'm able to give. When would I not be able to give? Don't answer me. When would I not be able to give? I would not be able to give as long as I held on to the gift. Here, would you like this? And as long as I'm holding on to it, I haven't given it. If I say, here, would you like this, and pass the jelly over to you, and you still don't take it, I'm still hanging on to it. But the minute I pass the jelly over to you and I go about my world, it makes no difference what the jelly is, whether it's been used or that's a gift, whether it's been used or whether it hasn't been used, or whether you even took it, or if you maybe were distracted and drawn away somewhere and it was left standing there for the next 10 years, it really wouldn't matter. I would not be concerned with that jelly going to waste because it should have gone in the refrigerator, you know. Was that jelly being used? Did she say she didn't like that kind of jelly and I gave her the wrong kind of jelly? I should have given her strawberry instead of this marmalade here. And you understand? Mm-hmm. So long as you don't give up the gift, as long as you keep possessing it, so long as you say what's supposed to be done with that gift, it's your gift, it's your thing, you haven't given it. But the minute you give it and get out of there, and if the dog comes along and eats it, you know, that's of no account to you. You have given it, you have released it. You have no idea what's happening to that gift, and you have no interest in what's happening to that gift. I gave Faith a gift, and so Faith said to me, well, I'm going to take this money gift that you gave me, and I'm going to hire her friend, who works on her computer, to set up her television set for her. I already set it up, so in order. But she's going to hire this guy with that money for it. And at first I thought, yeah. But you see, I hadn't given a gift. I had given it with strings on it. When people come along and give money to a church, this is for the building fund, this is for this, this is for that. Well, the church spends it on what is impending and immediate. If the church were to wait for the building fund, and here the church is struggling along with no money. They can't afford to pay the pastor. They can't afford to do this. But they've got $100,000 in the building fund, you know. Well, the pastor should just say adios. If we have money in the church coffers and you cannot pay my salary, I'm not going to work here for nothing, you know. I'll go somewhere else and work for nothing, you know. I'll work for my family for nothing, you know, or whatever. But no way. But you see, when you give anything with strings on it, what you're doing is you're not giving anything. You're not able to be happy in giving because you have to see it be received and see it be used in the way that you choose it to be used. Now, many times I have said, as Faith would give the gift that I gave her to her nieces and nephews and so forth, because it was their birthday or it was this. I say, Faith, don't do that. Spend it on yourself. Or I would give her something and then she would invite her friends out for dinner and she would pay the tab. And I said, Faith, that would buy you about 5-6 dinners at your special place there, Baker Square. Don't do that. Well, you see, if it was really a gift from me, I would not have the slightest interest what she did with the money. You understand? I would not have the slightest interest. Now, have I ever done that with Faith? Yes, I have. Now, Have I ever told you that I've done it with faith? Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. And what was your attitude about it? Your attitude was, yes, she really should use it for, you know, something herself. She really should do this. Or your attitude was, she should be able to use it however she wants to. Both of them are judgments. And I gave you the opportunities of these things. I may never have given faith anything, you know. That may have just been a story, just to sort of get your thinking going, you know. But maybe I did. Maybe I gave her this TV, maybe I didn't. It may be just something to get your thinking going. Do you think it's getting your thinking going?
Oh, yes.
And what if I said, I bought Mark a special gadget, or I bought Leslie something, oh my, or bought flowers for them. Flowers you could understand. Flowers you could say, yes, that's okay. But the money we need to spend here in the organization ourselves. I do these things with you, and you know I do it. You've seen me do it. You've heard me do it, and I've told you I've done it in many ways. And you still believe that when I said Faith shouldn't really have done that, she should have done this, you think that that's exactly what happened. And that's beautiful. Because you are as much possessed in there as I would have been. You follow me? Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. You, if anyone says, oh, Ellen, here's $1,000. And Ellen says, great, I need something to start this fire. And so she takes it and rips it up and puts it in the fireplace and lights the fire. And he has beautiful fire. $1,000, I could have got out much of a ton of paper for that amount. You could have lit fires from now until doomsday, you know. But don't do that. Just say, oh, you lit a fire with $1,000 bill? I'll tell my grandchildren about this one. that's a rarity, you know. Most people haven't got that ability to be so blasé about money. And do I have the ability to be blasé? It's not mine. Once it's given, it's not mine. I've been using the illustration of $1,000 floating around on the street, and you can pick it up. But should you pick it up? Can you pick it up? Does it belong to you? Is it a gift? And as the one lady said yesterday, she says, oh yes, our church teaches us that if found money is a gift, it's a gift from God to you. No, it is not a gift. It is a test, not a gift. It's a test. It's a test. A test for you that you have given to yourself to see if you would take something that doesn't belong to you. But if I don't take it, it'll just blow away. So, does it belong to you? You gotta be unreal to let $1,000 just lay on the ground and, you know, in the rain and the snow and the sleet and the hail and the cars and stuff like that. Yeah, you do, don't you? Yes, you do. We go back to Almighty Bruce, remember? And he was so unhappy with his pager, he threw it out the window and it landed in the road and the cars drove over it and crunch, crunch, crunch. And then the next day, he went out there watering the dog, or having the dog water the trees, and he saw the pager there, and it was calling him. He said, still calling me after all this traffic running over it? And he picked it up. But you see, he hadn't really given it away. He hadn't really thrown it away. He had thrown it out the window because he did not want to face the circumstances that was going to come out of it. But he had to. That's the way the author wrote the story. He had to do it. You say, well, Herb, he didn't have to. That's the way the author wrote the story, and he's got the right to write the story any way he wants to write it, you know. But, you see, if we really give something away, it can never come back. It might appear that it's coming back. You give $1,000, and the person later gives you $1,000 back. Be sure that's not the same $1,000. $1,000 that you gave went many, many times around the barn. But think about it. I'm happiest when I'm giving, when I'm able to give. Now, why would we say we're happiest when we're able to give? Because when we're able to give without any strings or manipulation, we are masters. We have a master consciousness. If you can leave $1,000 laying on the road there, $1,000 bill, that does not belong to you. And not feel, I want to get that $1,000 bill. You know, if you can have that, you are a master, wouldn't you say? I mean, that takes a master consciousness. Really. We haven't been trained to act like that. Now, what if there was a person lying there, and that person was being beaten up by other people, and you walked over and you said, stop that. And the people looked at you and started beating you. Now, you stop that. You let that man alone. 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 You see, as long as you become fearful that they're going to beat up you, as long as you become fearful that they're going to retaliate on you for telling them to stop beating up that man, then you're going to be hurt. But if you're going to get beat up if you don't, and you're going to be beat up if you do. So you just go out there and say, let that man alone. I don't know what he did or what he didn't do, but no one deserves to be beat like that. Stop it. Now, you go home. I'm going to tell your mothers, go home. Say any stupid thing that comes to your mind, you know. Say, this is not allowed. My mother don't allow no beating up in here. You know, now out you guys. I'll call my daddy. You know, and you're an adult already, you know. But you know what will happen? They will turn tail and run. Because you're crazy. You're an idiot. You're putting your life on the line for someone you don't know who is being injured by somebody you don't know, and you, for the reason why you don't know, but it doesn't matter. You do not tolerate violence in your world, and you stand up to it, and you say no. Now, are you giving a gift to the man who has been injured? No. You're giving a gift to yourself. And this is where all real gifts are, is to ourselves. When we can release any responsibility for what we have, use it, share it, give it, then we can truly say, I'm the happiest when I'm able to give. But would you do that? Would you create yourself having a situation where someone was being beaten up and you were walking along? You could. You really do every day. Every day you create that. You create that where someone is being maligned with words. They're being sworn at. Someone is being put down with words and attitudes. Now, in this last 2 days, we had examples of that galore. We had our young guest who was continually putting me down because I was speaking about somebody else. And I was speaking kindly about someone else. But by the time we got around to revealing who I was speaking about, I was already put down 2 or 3 times. And then when I got done, they found out that the person wasn't being put down. They were just being observed, just like, because I was merely reading her mind. I was merely right inside her consciousness, and I was revealing it to her so that she could see how it looked. And she thought it was pretty bad, didn't she? Yeah. And I do that to you a lot of times, and you don't want to take credit for it. I can understand why you wouldn't take credit for some of the thoughts you have in your mind. How about that, huh? We want to always have in our mind beautiful thoughts, worthwhile thoughts, and never put another person down. That's a gift. Always lift up. If I be lifted up, all the world will be lifted up unto me. So if we live our life giving gifts and giving beautiful experiences to everyone, if we live our life being generous, not that we have to give away money or things of value, but when we give away our love, when we give away our respect, and I don't mean give away your respect as though you're losing it, but when we give away, when we show respect, perhaps that's a better word there, when we show respect, when we show love, when we show all of these qualities, we are giving a gift that can never be equaled. So think about these things. When I'm happiest is when I'm able to give, and we are able to give all the time of our wisdom, our care, our love, our respect, our honor, and our things. That's a lot of fun. So think on these things. I'm happiest when I'm able to give. And that's our instant inspiration for today. I love you. I love you. I love you.